Hi, I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. Welcome to Cellar Notes.
Well, you know, there's a grape varietal which sort of, again, when I say about 20 years ago, began to emerge and has become fairly ubiquitous. And I think it's fair to say that it's absolutely now not only earned a seat at the table, but that it's going to be sitting in that chair for quite some time, and that's Malbec.
Absolutely. It's a real favorite with a lot of people. Easy to pronounce, easy to understand. It's a big old red.
Right.
And if you want a big old red, you walk into a bar, you ask for Malbec. That's what people do these days.
That's right.
You know? I went out and tried a few, and I wanted to see how Malbecs were doing because, let's say 15 years ago, The inexpensive Malbecs were very challenging
because right.
I thought they were rather very rustic.
Well, and, I mean, they just kind of exploded and they were everywhere, and a lot of the quality was just not that good.
Well, it is now. I'm really happy to say, and I have three Malbecs at different price points under $20.
Uh-huh.
So let me go over those. The first one is called La Puerta from the Famintina Valley in Argentina, 2017, $12. It's a very agreeable Malbec, simple in its characteristics and very easy to enjoy. It's inky dark with little garnet highlights on it. And the wine is medium to full-bodied. It wasn't flat-out full-bodied with very decent fruit and mild tannins.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's a little finesse for a change.
It shows a little finesse. Now, this was a rather yeasty aroma with blackberries, pretty straightforward. The flavor centered on those same blackberries with earthy notes of black coffee. And earthiness is something you're quite likely to find in a Malbec.
Mm-hmm.
The wine finishes with a kind of a creme caramel and bitter cherry thing. So a nice little fillip at the end.
Yeah.
At $12, I think it's a very good value. We talked about this wine last week, one of the whites that they make. This is a Domaine Bosquet.
Okay.
And this is a Reserve Malbec, 2013, older vintage, note, $16. This is an organic wine from the Mendoza, a very dark colored wine, and it greets you with strong, smoky, earthy aroma that doesn't offer any clues about what the fruit is behind it.
Right.
You know, it's not a fruity aroma. The smoke and earthiness carries through a bit to the flavor, but there's a streak of sour plum that just shoots through it, and it gives it this kind of really nice tartness and acidity and fruit flavor that just, you know, balances the whole wine.
That sounds terrific.
It is. It's very, very nice. The wine's texture is silky smooth. Remember, we're talking $16, and the tannins are very well buried. So the wine shows a good bit of refinement, sophistication that I didn't find in wines of this at this price point before.
Yep.
At $20, we have the Gaucho Malbec Reserve from the Uco Valley, which is a very, very good winemaking region. It's another inky dark Malbec. And this was the most refined wine of the three. The texture is absolutely silky smooth. The fruit is sweet and fully mature. It's a 2014, so obviously. And above all, the tannins are, again, soft and well-behaved. The flavors tend more to black plums than blackberries, for instance. And there's sort of a tang of ginger and a smack of something that's like apple cider. So, like I say, I'm seeing a lot of refinement, really well-behaved tannins in all these Malbecs, a lot of stuff to enjoy. So what we're going to do is we're going to put all of these on the website at wypr.org. And people can go there and look under programs and features, scroll down to Cellar Notes, click on that, the program will come up, and you click on the program that you just listened to. It'll tell you how to go and order these wines. It's great. So give that a shot. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.